Hello, and welcome back to Searching Inward, a podcast brought to you by Restore Small Groups here in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm George, joined with a bunch of smiling faces that you can't see, but hearts filled with love, just waiting for me to get the introduction right so we can begin this podcast. But joined with Anna, Scott, and Seth, and all of you, so honored and grateful that you guys are listening from wherever you're listening from. Today, we want to talk to you about deliberate practice. A lot of the time, we want the doors to the life we've always wanted to just open. And then we get ready and move through the open door. But this is just a fixed mindset. A growth mindset puts in the work when success isn't even on the horizon. And so, Scott, this day is all about a deliberate practice of preparing for something that has yet to come, yet to arrive, but yet we're doing the work. So when it gets here, we can enjoy it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the greatest growth mindsets that we can develop is the belief that I'm creating by preparing for what is yet to come, what I'm longing for, what I'm hoping for. Instead of being passive, I'm actively participating. You know, practice, I think, instills a growth mindset. It says, you know, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be ready. And, you know, being an athlete, you know, that was a big thing. You know, all summer in football practice, you know, you'd be just out there in that sweltering heat. But you were doing all the things that were preparing you for the. You knew it was coming. There was going to be a game. And under the lights and just all the crowd. And that's so it. But I think it really creates a sense of hopefulness in us that I can participate today with God in co-creating by building something that's not yet here, but is potentially coming. And that fills me with hope. Florence Shinn had this quote. She said that faith that moves forward triumphs. And I think I love that. That she said, you know, even though there's no reason to even believe it's anywhere in sight, we prepare.
Yeah. And that makes the experience of when something that's yet to come arrives in our life even that much more rewarding and enjoyable, knowing that we actually earned it, right? That we did the work and prepared ourselves, and now we can enjoy the fruit of that for sure. Deliberate practice changes the brain. That's what we now know. We live in this wonderful world of understanding how our brains work, neuroscience, and recent studies have shown that just an hour of focused concentration on any one subject doubles the number of connections in our brain related to that subject. So that's just amazing. Your brain becomes what you focus on, obviously. And the result is a structural change in the brain. And that's why we must be mindful of what we are thinking. Right, Seth?
That's what they say. I think so, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you're going to grow, you know, you're likely to lose or let go of something that you've previously hung on to keep you safe and comfortable. So I think you're losing some kind of familiarity, what you've grown accustomed to, right? And that's leaving the zone of comfort, or the comfort zone, as it's more like often said. But when I hear the word deliberate, like I think of practice that, like Scott was saying, but that is also adhering to and following a like system that's building and substantiating something in you. Which is like how character, I think, is built, right? But it's not random. It's the opposite of deliberate. Mm. It's not random. I think it's purposed and systematic. And I think that's what actually grows and changes a person. It's something consistently done over a long period of time. Like when I go to the gym, I'm being deliberate with working on certain parts of my body, and I have to keep returning to those. And they are slowly, you know, changing over time. But I also can't just like randomly, you know, work on my body. If I want to see solid growth, I have to be deliberate with certain parts of my body, you know?
And what parts are those? Because I haven't deliberately noticed which parts you...
It's leg day, baby.
Hey, but what he says is really true. He's being intentional, that there's a strong intention behind and purposeful. That really adds to the strength of what is given me in my growth mindset. This is truly is preparing me. I think that when we live with intention, that's when we're at our best. Mm.
Like, it is interesting that being so deliberate, it really is changing, you know, what we're experiencing in our bodies. That our bodies are in some way fundamentally changing and growing in that, you know, deliberate focus and that deliberate work.
And I think it's such a great way to integrate too, right? Because when you're
exactly
deliberate and intentional with your mind in how it is approaching parts of your body, you are creating integration, right? Instead of separation.
And don't you think the experience of achieving something that you worked at, isn't a little more rewarding? Like, I don't know, I guess my impulse would be people that have just found success without any effort. Yeah, yeah. Or I wouldn't say, right. I don't want to say effort, but like it just kind of fell into their lives. Mm-hmm. Do they really mm-hmm. understand what success is? You know, it's a very limited understanding of success compared to someone that maybe was very deliberate, worked very hard. And I would imagine the success would be so much more deeply meaningful to them knowing. Yeah. So we can even have a greater experience of life because, yeah, we know we did the work. That's an amazing thing. Well, Anna, you told us about your ballroom dancing experience and what your coach told you. To tell us a little about that, because that's really helpful.
Yeah, so I decided for myself this coming year that I wanted to do something for myself that was just strictly enjoyable, would bring joy to me. So I signed up for some ballroom dancing classes, some lessons, just because it would be something fun for me to do, to get out, to be with people and to move my body. And just that is my brand of fun, apparently. So I've been taking some lessons, and I was at a group lesson recently. And so the instructor was teaching, you know, a large group all at once. And I just love what he had to say. He said, practice makes progress. And I love just that tweak on the old adage, practice makes perfect, because we know perfection does not exist. And I think sometimes we put so much pressure to try and to try and to try. And to practice so that we are perfect. And I love that. No, the goal isn't perfection. The goal is growth, right? Practice makes progress. And so we want to just be honing our skills, refining our skills. Like what, even if it's not a skill, like just, we want to be growing. We want to be expanding. And so just the thought of practice makes progress is just an amazing concept to me. And I think that's one of the reasons like I really love yoga, is because it's a practice, right? It's not a class. It's not a fitness exercise. Like, it's literally called a yoga practice. And it's just showing up and being present and integrating your mind, your body, your spirit all at once, and practicing that mindfulness, like in your head, in your body. It is amazing. And as I have practiced consistently over the last few years, I have seen amazing progress just in the things that my body can do, and the ways, honestly, mm-hmm. that even my inner world has been healing from that. Just that practice of integration is amazing. I have seen that practice indeed does make progress.
And that's good, because we're talking about the journey of transformation, right? Not the destination of transformation. So, practice leads to progress on the journey of transformation. And it's such a more helpful way to think about it, and maybe a more loving way to look at ourselves. That, I'm making progress.
Yeah.
Scott, the growth mindset is engaging our creativity, mm-hmm. you know, and so as we're moving toward that, how do these things work together? Like, how does creativity and a deliberate practice kind of being integrated in our lives, you know, help us grow and move toward a little closer towards transformation?
Creativity is emerged to be one of my favorite words ever since Brené Brown said that creativity empowers a person. If I'm creating a change in my life that I'm longing for, I'm desiring, it's just not happenstance. It's just I might get lucky, I might not. I can actually participate with the divine, even in this process of growth. And so I'm creating something that hasn't existed before, that, but it's moving from potentiality to actuality. And I like what that quote Anna said. I just put that down. The practicing leads to progress. Progress is the greatest motivator, I believe, for our mental well-being. Mm-hmm. That if I can have a sense of living with intention and being deliberate about practicing these changes that I'm hoping that will occur, it's going to take time, but the consistency of that is going to lead me into a place of growth. And as I am aware that I'm growing, and this is where I think also we can talk about the need for community. Other people can help me see, gosh, Scott, I just had somebody tell me today, you're really growing. And I'm like, I am? And so I think that's where community is so helpful, and they can help me see parts of myself that I can't see, that you truly are growing. I mean, I have friends that I've known now for the last 2 years and been in our groups, and they have had significant growth that I can see. And so, but when a person feels they're growing, that means they're moving towards that changes that they're longing for, what they're being mindfully intentional about. And it's when I'm just drifting, it's when I'm just wandering around and I'm just at beck and call of what life throws at me, and I feel out of control and I don't have any part in this, that is when I really get into a very stressful, and that's when I'm also very vulnerable to picking up things that are not healthy for me.
Is progress the motus that kind of gave birth to this journey of transformation in the very beginning? It's movement, right?
I do. Yeah, and I think it's the movement that propels that intrinsic motivation, right? Yes, when we can take stock and look and see just the incremental progression of growth that we have. And I think self-reflection is a huge part of that. Like that propels us and continues to like spark that motivation within us to keep pressing forward and to keep seeking growth and progress. And so it is important to like really celebrate the victories, the small wins, the growth, no matter how small. Growth is growth. And that seeing those small successes, not perfection, but just progress, is going to propel us into yet greater intentionality and progress, I believe.
And Anna, that word progress is just so fantastic, because we know with progress and it being in a process, mistakes are to be expected. They're going to be part of the process. And if I'm in a community, I can actually share with them some of my mistakes, as kind of the setbacks I've had, the slips, and they can help me see how I can use this for growth. So they become a very vital part, because if I set myself up with a perfectionist mindset, I'm doomed.
Seth, it looks like you got something stirring around in that.
Yeah, no, he's looking.
Yes, you've got some big thoughts coming in there. I want to know.
While you're getting ready to unload that, and friends, if you could see his mind, he's looking up in the air.
Those wheels turning.
You can see the big bubble over his head.
As he prepares to share,
I'm getting
this
deliberate, y'all.
Let's be honest. Yeah, progress is so much more enjoyable when you're doing it with others. Mm-hmm. And you guys, we have the gift of being able to do this, not just on a podcast, but with our lives. And yeah, so the practice of progress and witnessing that in others and having others witness that in us is much more enjoyable than certainly trying to do it all by yourself. But Seth, what say you?
Oh man.
Now we set you up.
Yeah. We'll see how this, if what comes out. If I'm consistently, you know, emotionally or mentally reactive in an area, mm-hmm. right? I can't expect the change and growth in that area that I'm seeking to come without being really specific and deliberate with some kind of practice. Like I have to focus on that specific situation or person. Mm-hmm. If I'm saying I want to grow, you know, I want to not be so emotionally or mentally reactive, I have to focus on the areas, become deliberate with the areas in which I'm actually becoming emotionally and mentally reactive, right? And so why am I triggered in that specific area, or who are the people in which I feel that way with? I can't just talk about, you know, wanting to grow in this massive idea. I have to get specific and deliberate with the areas in which I need to grow and focus my attention, my intentionality in that space. So like, I think of my, I've mentioned this before on here, like my morning routine and how that's become such an important part of my day. And whenever I'm interrupted, I feel so deeply disrupted. And because it's like my only time, you know, amidst regular life and four kids, and I started to work with that a little while ago. And I realized like so much of this frustration and anger that comes up for me is largely tied to the autonomy that felt threatened growing up. I felt interjected upon so much as a kid. And this is like the one space that I've made for myself now as an adult that's very purpose and intentional, and it's sacred, and you're messing with it. And obviously, that's not, no one's doing that on purpose, but that's what it feels like, you know? And so that's like my, one of my most deliberate areas that I can grow in. And I also think when I'm becoming deliberate with, especially an old emotional wound, that's going to play itself out as a byproduct of growing in other areas too. But yeah, that, hopefully that makes sense. But that's yeah, just would you some say of the that, deliberateness in yeah. a personal area. Yeah.
Would you say that some of your deliberate practices, your routines, have given you the space to actually be aware of where the disruption to that actually comes from? It's not always right in the present moment. Like it's connected to some experience in your younger self. Like I would imagine some of your deliberate practices even gave you the space and the silence mm-hmm. to understand that, right?
Yeah, definitely. Without, you know, practices like meditation and slowing down practice, I wouldn't be able to distinguish the difference between this is about this and this is about, you know, the past. Mm. And yeah, a lot of my practices have given me the insight to being able to know the difference. Yeah.
What a beautiful thing to discover is a practice that would help you engage in that conversation with yourself, right? Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. then I'm taking it less personally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
Yeah. What I know about you guys and what all the listeners need to know is that all three of you are some of the most deliberate practicers that I know, both for your own journey, your own inner growth in your lives, but then also are deliberate in practicing inviting others into that and giving others safe space to develop those things and to encourage them. And so you guys certainly, you live what you're preaching. But I thought, and this is a question that would be good for all of us, not just us three, but everyone listening. What are we practicing today that is preparing us for tomorrow? Maybe for some of us, it's we have a further reach in our sight. So, you know, maybe it's something further down the road, but maybe to start this, maybe it's just asking that question. What am I practicing today that can prepare me for tomorrow to make tomorrow, you know, a little better, help me enjoy it a little more, or help me be more centered and more at peace and more present. But maybe what might spur our listeners would be to hear how you guys would answer that question. What are you practicing today is preparing you for tomorrow?
That is such a deep question and such a good one.
What came to my mind immediately was cultivating and practicing faith that I'm loved, that and trusting in that, practicing that throughout the day, instead of going south with so many negative beliefs about myself and my struggle, but it just to know that there's this loving presence that is for me, is working with me, and is always going to be there for me, to live in that, to practice that type of belief and faith. It's very helpful for my mindset.
Man, that's beautiful.
Yeah. I think for me, the answer would probably be I am practicing setting healthy boundaries in all areas and relationships of my life. That's something I have largely lived without and something that was modeled to me as a child. And so I'm trying to implement that in a healthy way that gives me autonomy over my own life and hopefully is modeling that for my own children.
Seth?
I've been thinking about, it's something I kind of wrestle with a lot, is confidence. And I heard someone describing confidence recently as the ability to feel at home in yourself. And that is such a helpful perspective for me. And so I have been learning to trust my experience that I'm having and let it really trust myself, letting that be okay and not be thwarted by somebody else's opinion about me. And so I really think it's just learning to trust myself so that I can show up with others more confidently and not back down when I need to just simply be myself and not feel insecure.
What about you, George?
You're not getting out of this
thank
one.
You. No. And I resonate with all yours. And mine is that kind of what we've been speaking to, that when I put in the time and I've done the work, that I can trust that it's good enough. Mm-hmm. Because I tend to be someone that could work on something forever and it still not be good enough. So when you put in the work, trust it, believe in it. And the other thing too that I'm trying to practice today is just trusting more deeply in, sometimes I have these fears of, the things that have gone wrong in the world. And sometimes I get paralyzed in that and don't just live the good that I know. Live in, and be a model of how something could be different. And so sometimes I get stuck. And one of the things I want to practice, I want to act more quickly and have the courage and the faith to believe in the purity of my heart that it can make a difference and just go with it. So, I guess we're all being deliberate. I know we're all growing. And we hope that all of you listening, you have something in your heart, you have something in your life that you're being deliberate about. And please, we hope you hear encouragement to continue to practice that. I want to just leave you with some words at the end of this day that from Scott. He says, even if outward circumstances can't change, our inner life can. Then practicing the breakthroughs that will come from that keeps us moving forward. And so, even when it seems like the things you desire, the things that you're hoping for are not coming as quickly as you would hope. It's the inner work. That's the thing that actually helps us have the breakthrough to keep moving forward. So we're so glad you're joining us. And you can visit us online at restoresmallgroups.org. And there are some groups that will be starting up here this month. So if you're in Nashville, we would love to have you jump on the website and see what's available there for you. But thank you for listening. And just remember, over every mountain, there is a path, and the future rewards those who discover it and press on. So stay on the path and take care, friends.
Hey, it's Anna. Thanks so much for tuning into the Searching Inward podcast. If you've enjoyed listening or have benefited in any way from the podcast, we would love for you to come alongside and join us in the mission to bring hope and healing to the world. By considering becoming a monthly giver of even $5, you're making a huge impact on the ways we're able to serve. Please consider giving by going to www.restoresmallgroups.org/donate. Thank you.
Hello, and welcome back to Searching Inward, a podcast brought to you by... I got to start it over.
No podcast brought to you.
A prod?
We haven't done that in a little while.
It's a podcast. We're prodding into your personal life.
No, we're keeping this here. Yeah. All right. Saving these.
All right.
Those are golden. Those are golden.
I was looking.
We're starting something new. It's called a prodcast.
We gonna prod you to places you don't want to go yet.
That is so cool. We could be millionaires.